RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Yesterday, now playing in area theaters.
Yesterday's premise. One guy on Earth is the only one who remembers something would make a compelling Twilight Zone episode. Alter whatever the central fact is, and a director could just as easily make it a thriller, weepy drama, or knee-slapping comedy. Danny Boyle's Yesterday is a romantic comedy, where one guy, through a freak accident of the most indeterminate of origins, recalls the Beatles, while nobody else knows they're Paul McCartney from their Ringo Starr. Luckily, our protagonist comes with musical chops. It may be quite an awkward film if the only man who remembers the Magical Mystery Tour is a Pittsburgh steelworker who always preferred Elvis. A failing musician manically sorting through his recall of some of the most famous and wide-reaching pop songs of the 20th century and beyond, and the urge to use those melodies for personal gain, is an idea worth exploring and makes one half of the film quite absorbing. Unfortunately, Yesterday is also saddled with a ridiculous, contrived, and absurd will-they-or-won't-they romance, which strangles the film and throttles its full potential. The philosophy behind what it would be like if nobody but you recognized Beatles songs is rich material. No matter the year, the mouthpiece, or the situation, would McCartney's Yesterday command the same respect as it did in its original dimension? At first, most casual listeners who come into contact with fledgling rocker, persistent busker is more apt, Jack Malik, played by Himesh Patel, don't notice his new catchy tunes. His parents, reluctant to endure another song, interrupt the opening verse of Let It Be. The distracted daytime pub crowd cannot be bothered with it either. Jack's close friends, and more importantly, his childhood friend, manager, and local school teacher Ellie, played by Lily James, hear the music. The first time they hear Yesterday, while Jack assumes everyone still remembers the Beatles, it leaves most of them with watery eyes. Others with more musical acumen hear it too. A local wannabe record producer with an ad hoc studio, abutting Britain's loudest train tracks, is ecstatic to record new songs like I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You. Ed Sheeran, perhaps you've heard of him, hears In My Life and immediately responds to a kindred songman. Sheeran knows all too well songs like these are comets, once-in-a-generation sounds. Playing a version of himself, but still a mega-famous recording artist named Ed Sheeran, he is more likely to believe Jack's sudden songwriting skill derives from magic or selling your soul to the devil at a southern crossroads, rather than coming up with the long and winding road right there on the spot. If Yesterday followed this thread and wrestled with these existential issues, it would be one of the most enjoyable films of the year. However, the other half of the film is Jack not understanding what he feels for Ellie. Ellie has loved Jack since they were 14, and seems to be quite upfront about it. There was no secret admiration. Jack is not blindsided. But when fame and fortune beckon, and he must choose between Hollywood and his native Suffolk, all of a sudden he is conflicted and discovers he may have true feelings for Ellie. You have got to be kidding me. Not one scene between these two feels true, nor sparks the vague hint of believability. Screenwriter Richard Curtis, who knows his way around romantic comedy, he wrote two of the best examples of the genre with Love Actually and Notting Hill, fails to write one back and forth between Jack and Ellie which does not feel lazy and fake. Every time Yesterday stumbles back into another Jack and Ellie nightmare, I could only wish it would hurry up and get back to the tunes. Are these songs so universal that any man off the street will be considered genius if he figures out the chords? Do Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever still mean anything without their backstories and context from a specific time and place? The truths of these songs, and even the hilarious idea from Ed Sheeran to rework the lyrics into Hey Dude instead of Hey Jude, because Jude is just so old-fashioned, are begging to be fully explored and taken care of. Ellie is a wonderful character in her own right, and Lily James, as usual, excels in whatever she chooses to do. So why waste Ellie as a pining, forlorn, pick-me girl? Make her stronger and attack the material. Director Danny Boyle, who can pick and choose anything in the world to direct after Slumdog Millionaire, 28 Days Later, and 127 Hours, says he would never direct a movie that somebody else could. Hate to break it to you, Danny, but anybody could take a great idea like Yesterday and mash it up into a lackluster rom-com. That is why I give Yesterday 2.5 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.